The second point is the comparison of the deadliness of the pandemic across all age groups to the deadliness of the seasonal flu across all age groups. And again, if the CDC estimates are right, and if the CDC seasonal flu estimates are also right, when you compare those two sets of estimates, assuming that they're comparable, and you know, maybe they're not, maybe the CDC used different methods and it's adding apples and oranges, but if you assume that the two sets of estimates are both right and both comparable, then the CDC has found that the pandemic is a lot milder than the seasonal flu so far. Now, that doesn't mean we're out of the woods. It doesn't mean we should relax our guard. It's like a hurricane forecaster, you know, who starts out saying, oh my God, it looks like a Category 5 hurricane. And then a day later it says it seems to be falling apart. We're downgrading it to Category 3. But don't stop watching. It could gather strength again and turn into Category 5. And, you know, the hurricane forecaster doesn't pretend it's Category 5 when it goes down to Category 3, but the hurricane forecaster also keeps telling us, don't count on it staying Category 3. Don't count on it getting even milder. It could turn around. So we're not out of the woods, but you know, the CDC's evidence so far suggests that the pandemic is milder than the seasonal flu. Now, it is not milder than the seasonal flu for kids, because the seasonal flu is extremely unlikely to kill kids. It kills very few kids. So the pandemic is killing more kids than the seasonal flu, but it's killing fewer people overall than the seasonal flu. It's causing fewer hospitalizations overall than the seasonal flu. It is a less serious disease so far than the seasonal flu. That could turn around, that could change, but that's what's true so far. And there's there are very important reasons for being candid about that. I mean, we all know people who are endlessly anxious and endlessly worried and endlessly warning us, and we learn to tune them out. And the CDC doesn't want to turn into that kind of agency, an agency that's always telling us things are awful and that we ignore when it tells us things are awful. You know, when the CDC back in late April, when the pandemic started, when the CDC said this looks bad, this looks like it could be very serious, they were right on target. They were right to warn us. They were right to prepare. As far as I can tell, it's not my field, but you know, I think they were right to order up a lot of vaccine. I don't think they did anything wrong in taking the pandemic very seriously. And I think they should still be taking it very seriously. But if they want to have credibility in some future severe pandemic to tell us that it's severe, then they need to tell us when it isn't. And this one isn't.